Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
You guys, it's Rick Tittle.
You know that we're not just sports here, right? We like the entertainment, the authors. So how's this for a plot twist? Dominic Jimenez on the microphone, not Rick Tittle. Rick will be out the next couple of days. I think you might hear a little Rick during replay hours. But for the most part, it's going to be moi. Dominic Jimenez, that's right. Increasing my duties from trivia answerer to fill-in host. Thanks so much for taking some time and joining us here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. You are listening to Titillating Sports. I promise the show is the same. Maybe less history knowledge. A lot more pop culture references, though. Let me rephrase that. This century pop culture references. There we go. I'm sure Rick's got 90s and 80s pop culture references in spades. Not from the 2000s. Make it even fancier. This millennia pop culture. However you might be listening, tune in, iHeart, Stitcher, Terrestrial, streaming through sportsbyline.com, or on the American Forces Radio Network. I would like to thank you for listening, and if you are listening on AFN and part of part of the American Forces, thanks so much for taking the time to listen. I know things are easily chaotic for you, and thank you for keeping us safe. We've got some guests in this hour. J.D. Sharp at 25 after. Karen Lyle and Sales Sport Talk at 40 after. But the first segment is going to be open for y'all's and your calls. We're going to talk about the World Series coming up. I don't, but I'll do it with you. Yankees Dodgers doesn't get worse for a Giants fan, I don't think. Go Yankees, I guess. Anyone but the Dodgers. But the phone number to call, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. We can talk Monday Night Football. Doubleheader again. I don't know why we do it, but I don't mind it. I'm Dominic Jimenez. This is Titillating Sports.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
You can live out your MasterChef dreams when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
This is JD Sharp. I've been developing a revolutionary sports handicapping service, and you can be a part of the beta. Sign up at BetUS.com with a deposit of as little as $50 and use the promo code SHARPBETTING. Email a screenshot of your account to worldwidesharp@gmail.com and I'll reply personally with my plays. My NFL record this season was an industry best 72-33, and this is the only way to know all my plays the moment I make them. Let's keep making money together.
You're listening to Dominic Jimenez on Sports Byline USA.
Hilarious. Welcome back to the show. Dominic Jimenez in for Rick Tittle. I was looking at my computer, pulling up the scores from Monday Night Football. And mind you, I load my own music much like Rick does. I hear the music playing and I'm like, wait a minute, that's not Rick's return. It's because it's yours, Dominic, you idiot. So if you want to chat with the dummy, give me a call. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. We got J.D. Sharp in the next segment, and then Karen Lyle and Sales Support talk a little bit after that. I still don't know why we're having it, but we had another Monday Night Football doubleheader. I don't mind. Let me be clear about that. I'm totally fine with it. I don't mind. I will say this one was weird. One of them was on ESPN Plus. That was the late game. They're both starting after 8 o'clock East Coast anyway. That was the Chargers-Cardinals, which the Cardinals ended up winning 17-15. Justin Herbert threw for 349 yards. Kyler Murray, 145 and a score. James Conner, 101 yards rushing for the Cardinals. And yeah, Cameron Dicker had a busy day for the Chargers. All the scoring was his. All 15 of their points were from their kicker. Yikes. There are times where just because it's close doesn't mean it's a good game. And I didn't watch this game. I watched the other one, which I'll get to in a moment, because I don't have ESPN Plus. And also, why wouldn't you just show it on ESPN News? I understand why. You want people to go down, pay and download, subscribe to your app. I get it. Quick aside, that was one of the things that drove me crazy. I used to, I have Comcast. I was able to watch La Liga games, soccer. My favorite team is Real Madrid. They play in La Liga. Used to be on beIN Sports in the U.S., and then Comcast and beIN got into a disagreement, and the channel was dropped. So I'm like, great, I can't watch it anymore, legally. And then ESPN came around, bought the rights to La Liga, and I'm like, yes, let's go. Real Madrid's going to be on a lot, especially the Clásicos and the game, the Madrid derbies. Let's go. They don't even show the Barcelona Real Madrid games. And for those of you who don't on regular ESPN, they show Division III Weasel Racing instead. I'm like, what content could you have at 7 a.m. on a Saturday morning, ESPN, that you're not going to show the equivalent of Yankees Red Sox playing? I'm like, really? So I don't have ESPN Plus. That's a long-winded way of saying, I don't have ESPN Plus. But that's a factual statement. I don't have it. So I didn't watch the Cardinals-Chargers game. And just because it was close doesn't mean it was a good game. And I'm going to assume it wasn't a very good game. The other Monday night game, the Ravens 41-31 against the Bucks. Also, kind of a tease. It looks like it was a good game. The Ravens really took it to them in the second half, and the final score was much closer than the actual game was. Lamar Jackson doing Lamar Jackson things. 281 yards, five passing touchdowns. Derrick Henry, 169 yards on the ground on 15 carries. And most of it came on two carries. The Ravens had a punt. The Ravens received a punt, and they took over at their own 8-yard line. Derrick Henry subsequently took the next play, a carry, and ran into the Tampa Bay 11. There's 70-something yards right there for Derrick Henry, but he did what he did. Rashad Bateman had two really long catches, ended up with four for 121 and a score. On the other side, Mike Evans caught a touchdown, re-aggravated his hamstring injury. Baker Mayfield threw for 370, three scores. A lot of that was in garbage time. And speaking of garbage time, Chris Godwin, their other very good wide receiver, he's probably done for the year. In garbage time, mind you, he caught a pass. Not sure why he was in. Less than a minute left. They were down multiple scores. Yeah, he got tackled and dislocated his ankle. It wasn't as rough of a watch as many NFL injuries are, especially like Aiden Hutchinson, him breaking his leg. But Chris Godwin, after the tackle, was kind of in a prone position, was on all fours, kind of downward dog, and one of his left ankle was, his foot was facing a 90-degree angle to the left instead of flat on the ground. It was rough to see after the fact. And that play got me thinking. Also, shout out Cade Otton, the tight end for Tampa. Picked him up in my fantasy league. 8 catches, 100 yards receiving. Won me my matchup. But nobody cares about that, especially not my pal Ronald, who I beat. Take that. No, but it got me thinking. Chris Godwin didn't need to be in the game. It was the game was over at that point. Yeah, you want to keep playing. I get it. You're already down Mike Evans. Okay. But he didn't need to be there. And it got me thinking, have there been other injuries in football where a guy didn't need to be there? Where he didn't have to be in? So I did some sleuthing. Here are some that I came up with. I don't have the specifics. These are just kind of the player and what happened. Robert Edwards from the Patriots infamously broke his leg playing beach football at the Pro Bowl. Yeah, safety. Went to make a play on the ball. The defensive back and the wide receiver collided into him. His foot was planted in the sand. Career pretty much ruined. John Randall. Vikings. Up big. Late in the game. Playoffs? In the playoffs. Did he need to be in still pass rushing? Absolutely not. He was trying to not get hurt when one of his teammates fell into his leg, sprained a ligament in his knee, and we did not end up getting the Vikings in the Super Bowl that year. And I think that was the year Gary Anderson missed the field goal to win the NFC Championship game. Would have been a different game if John Randall was playing. Michael Thomas, somebody who's always hurt but is a Pro Bowl caliber player, was a Pro Bowl caliber player while he was healthy. Garbage time. Got rolled up on by his teammate. High ankle sprain that ended up costing him about a year of football. Just because Michael Thomas's recovery abilities, not great. Lamar Houston, Chicago Bears, got a sack in garbage time against Jimmy Garoppolo when he was the backup for Tom Brady. That's how much of garbage time it was. Brady was out of the game and Jimmy G was in. Lamar Houston got a sack, celebrated, tore his ACL in garbage time. And then Anquan Boldin. This one I remembered. Yeah, a lot of the other ones I had to be reminded of or I didn't know about. Anquan Boldin, this one I remembered. Garbage time with the Cardinals. Kurt Warner throws a very dangerous ball. Boldin makes the catch, gets hit hard, breaks his jaw. Clearly going to be out for a bit. Some of those were pretty bad, as was Chris Godwin dislocating his ankle. And there was discussions, oh, is he going to be able to come back this year? And if Dak Prescott's ankle was any indication, Chris Godwin is not going to be back. No, not going to happen. All the best to Chris Godwin, though. And we'll see how quickly Mike Evans can bounce back. He was already dinged up with the hamstring, and then he re-aggravated it. And those can linger. So the Bucs may be in a little bit of trouble here, folks. We'll talk with J.D. Sharp on the other side. I'm Dominic Jimenez. This is Tidal Lane Sports.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered. So why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 4125.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624, 800-620-1624, 800-620-1624, that's 800-620-1624.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, 1/3 of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And 1/3 of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now. right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
You're listening to Dominic Jimenez on Sports Byline USA.
Welcome back into the show, and I'd say it's that time as usual, but we changed things up, and we're appreciative of it. It's time to go to J.D. Sharp of Pro Wagering and ProWagering.com. If you've got any betting questions and interest, check him out at ProWagering.com. And J.D., let's start with the Monday night football games. I know he doesn't have the weapons he used to. He did throw for 300 yards, and just the way Jim Harbaugh plays is he wants to run the ball. But are you surprised with how generally anemic the Chargers' offense has been this year? Again, Herbert been fine. Who's he throwing it to? Ladd McConkey and Will Disley. It makes sense on paper, but you've seen them be so explosive in the past. And again, J.K. Dobbins running the ball, they're doing well there. The defense has been fine, but the offense looks very bad. Are you surprised at all?
I mean, I'm not shocked. They don't have weapons. They're missing Quentin Johnston. They got Josh Palmer, Disley, Simi Fehoko. They've got Jalen Reagor, who fumbled at the 3-yard line yesterday. I mean, Herbert did throw for 350 yards, 27 of 39. For what he has, he played pretty well. I don't think he has the weapons offensively that he's used to having, and Harbaugh's more of a running coach. But I think that they've done a pretty good job in their offensive line, picking up Joe Ault, Rashawn Slater. Both those guys are healthy. The Chargers are still 3-3. Their defense has played really well. They're one of the few teams in the NFL that actually plays defense, which really is starting to bother me quite a bit. This getting the ball at the 30-yard line and then half the quarterbacks in the league preferring to run instead of pass, and I mean, it's just the game, it's starting to look like arena football to me, Dom. Honestly, you get the ball at the 30. Once you score, you score, you score, you score, you score. I mean, how many primetime games have had 60 to 75 points scored in them this year? Like that Bucks-Ravens game, they could have scored – I mean, Baker had two red zone turnovers in that game. They could have scored 90 points in that game. So I don't like this new rule, getting the ball at the 30-yard line. The lines are going to have to change. The odds makers are totally behind. I mean, some of these totals are getting blown out by 20 to 25 points. But, yeah, so if you have two, even teams like the Ravens, teams like the Bucks, I mean, teams that are supposed to play really good defense aren't playing defense right now. And I like football when there's defense played. I don't like a bunch of touchdowns being scored. I don't, especially when you get the ball at the 30. You put in a couple of quarterbacks that have 65 to 70% completion percentage. You've got good running backs on both sides, and you've got injured defenses. And not only that, the injuries too. The injuries are getting crazy all over the place. Jamel Dean was out for that game with the Bucks. Obviously, what happened to Chris Godwin? I mean, how about the Chiefs, for example? The Chiefs, every team they play, they seem to have a slew of injuries. I mean, Deebo Samuel got sick in warm-ups of that game. Nobody had any idea that was going to happen. Apparently, he's got fluid in his lungs. Brandon Ayuk gets his MCL and ACL busted in the game. Juwan Jennings is missing before the game. McCaffrey didn't play. And then people talk about how good the Chiefs are. How do you say the Chiefs are good when they consistently play teams that are missing a quarter of their playmakers offensively and defensively, which they've done the last 5 or 6 weeks? I mean, the one game the Chiefs played that was against a team that wasn't severely injured was the Ravens. They barely beat the game. The Ravens had their whole team. The Chiefs had their whole team. But since then, they're just facing these teams that are basically the walking dead. I mean, the Niners, they're missing Jennings. They're missing Samuel. They're missing Ayuk. They're missing McCaffrey. The Saints, they lost Carter in that game. They had two or three defensive starters missing in that game. They had Taysom Hill wasn't playing in that particular game. The Chargers were missing Rashawn Slater, D'Angelo Walt, both their tackles, and Joey Bosa, and Derwin James, and Kenneth Murray. That's three Pro Bowlers, and actually four Pro Bowlers on both sides of the ball. The Falcons had two offensive linemen get hurt in the middle of the game. I mean, they're just, it seems to me like the Chiefs are just, not only are they getting help from the refs, which we know to be true, but at the same time, they're also facing these teams that either they go into the game very injured or they injure two or three players during the game. So the NFL, the product to me is, I liked the product last year. I liked the defense being played. It was fun to watch. Getting the ball at the 20-yard line makes sense, but you have these quarterbacks that are, I mean, really, if you get the ball at the 30, and you throw, and you get two first downs, you're in field goal range. The Chiefs are basically always in field goal range. The Cowboys are basically always in field goal range. The better these kickers get, and then at what point do you punt? The punting gets dropped. I mean, this new rule to me is not good for the NFL. I think people are going to start calling it arena football with the injuries and just with the consistent high scoring games. And the bookmakers are totally behind everything. I mean, they're missing the lines by 15, 20 points on a consistent basis. And the whole Chiefs factor, not only are they getting, obviously, the help from the refs, but consistent injuries to their opponents. I am not happy with what I'm seeing this year in the NFL. And you mentioned college. I completely prefer college. I love the fact that they've gone to the 12-team playoff system. I think that's going to maintain effort. And it's going to maintain competition throughout the entire season because now anybody can be really considered for that playoff. And it's going to be just like the MLB or NBA or NFL, the hottest team at the end of the year tends to win. That's fine. I'd like to see that with college football at all. But the 30-yard line thing has me pretty fired up. The Chiefs just facing the walking dead and being called the best defense ever has me pretty fired up. And just the general overall product that the NFL is putting out there right now, it may seem like it's better, but when you've got 75, 80 points being scored a game and very little defense, I mean, the average true fan is not going to like that. So I think we're going to see a pretty big drop off in ratings very soon, Dom, even with the betting involved.
And you know, you mentioned getting the ball at the 30. That's assuming you don't give up a big return, which we've seen a lot of, especially me here in San Francisco with their abysmal special teams, and also with the Chiefs seemingly playing the walking IR every week. Hell, their quarterback is even hurting their own players when Patrick Mahomes took out Rashee Rice and blew out his knee. So that's how it's gone for the Chiefs. It's gone well enough, and you know, sometimes I don't like the Chiefs. I'm not going to root for them. But sometimes you just got to beat who's in front of you. And I got to gently tip my cap to them for doing so. I'm not going to give them that many props. We got a few minutes left with J.D. Sharp, Pro Wagering, ProWagering.com. I want to ask you something about the college football landscape. You did mention that it's more interesting. And one of the things, the storylines that I'm finding compelling as somebody who's not a huge college football guy is what's going on at Texas. When Arch Manning went there, we all knew he was going to sit for a little bit, because Quinn Ewers was there. And then Quinn Ewers got hurt earlier this year, and Arch Manning, I don't think they played a top team, but he looked really good. Quinn Ewers against Georgia got benched for a minute. It was more to give him a mental reset. Arch was in. Quinn Ewers came back in. They end up losing. Now there's rumors of he's going to leave. He's going to opt out. He's going to go to the draft. In your opinion, JD, seeing as much football and college football as you've seen in your life, is a temporary kind of mental reset like that, is that ever a good idea for a college student? Because now in the back of his mind, he already knows Arch Manning is right there, and now he's seen him go in for him. It can't be. I understand what they were trying to do. There's no way this is going to work out long term for them, right?
No, and Quinn Ewers, in the back of his mind, he's been thinking about the NFL since he was 16 years old. I mean, this guy had a mullet when he was a sophomore in high school, and he was being hyped by everybody. He's gone from Ohio State. I mean, he's gone from school to school to school. He will have absolutely no problem. He has no loyalty to Texas. He has no loyalty to anybody but himself in his career. He will absolutely, if he thinks that Archer's going to take his job, and at this point, I mean, if Arch Manning plays that game, do they lose by that margin? I would say no. Ewers had no answer for their pass rush. He's not athletic at all. He can't evade. He can't evade the pass rush of a guy like a Jalen Walker or a Michael Williams, who Georgia obviously has, or even Dalen Averett, their corner. These are all probably first-round, second-round guys. Williams is being talked about as a top-three pick. But I don't think that Arch Manning But I think they play a much closer game, possibly a game that they can win if Arch Manning ends up playing in that game. And yeah, I would not be shocked at all if Ewers just opted out for the rest of the season, because it doesn't look good to get benched. You don't get benched and then go pro. That's not how it works, right? I mean, you can, but you're not going to be a first round pick. Mm. Opt out, start training, declare for the draft, and then you bring in Arch Manning. He starts for the rest of the year. I wouldn't be shocked at all to see that happen. And again, don't be surprised, because Quinn Ewers has no allegiance to anybody but himself in his career, and he's proven that. Again, this kid as a 16-year-old was being. I mean, I remember seeing videos of him like throwing sidearm and doing all this crazy stuff. I mean, this kid is not. He's all about himself. He's not about Texas, and you know that's fine. But yeah, do not be shocked at all if that happens, especially if he thinks that Arch is coming up, which he should think that, because Arch, even though he played what maybe two possessions, they were pretty impressive. He had a couple, and I think he had a drop. He had a fumble, something like that. But you get Arch Manning full control of that offense with those weapons and that offensive line, and it's definitely a different game. And that's the type of game that the Longhorns are going to face in the college football playoff. And they have to think about that, and I guarantee you Sarkisian is.
That is the kind of analysis you can only find with our friend J.D. Sharp and Pro Wagering and ProWagering.com. J.D., thanks so much for taking some time. We'll talk a little World Series tomorrow. You ready for that?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, thanks, J.D. Take care.
Yep.
All right, I'm Dominic Jimenez. Coming up, Karen Lyle in SalesPort Talk.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive 5-day, 4-night vacation for two adults and two children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for four for only $699.
Going, going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
What's better than one win? Three wins? With Straight Savings, you keep your own phone, get one line for only $25 a month with real unlimited data, and get rewarded with a $200 phone credit after 12 months. It's a win-win-win. Head to Walmart or visit straighttalk.com today. Switch to Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Straight Savings Plan enrollment requires compatible unlocked device and new line of service. Bonus device credit requires 12 months of active service. Offer ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. Taxes and fees apply. For network management practices, see Straight Talk's terms and conditions.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands, guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Right, it's 40 after. You know what that means. Time for Sailing with SailSport Talk and SailSportTalk.com. And we're joined now by Karen Lyle, who is back stateside, as we know from last week. Karen, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Dominic. It's good to talk to you.
All right, so Karen, America's Cup has wrapped up. I have not been following it, but I know that you have. So give us a quick rundown on who won and what happens next?
Well, basically, the America's Cup has a trophy that has existed for more than 100 years. In fact, when it began, the New York Yacht Club had it for 132 years, which still is the longest standing continuous winning sports record in all sports. That's every sport. But Emirates Team New Zealand defended the cup, and what that means is that they won it last time, so they had it, and they were the challenger in this case was Ineos Britannia. And when they had the final match race, you know, it had gotten down to just basically Britain and New Zealand. New Zealand took the cup, won the cup, defended the cup. In fact, they did it with quite a number of wins, and Ineos Britannia only won two of the many different matches that they had. So New Zealand really took it with no question as to who was the winner.
And really quick, we have a couple of recorded interviews that you did. I do have one question, because listening to you and Rick talk, and I look at the show rundowns every week, is there a quote-unquote season for America's Cup, or is it kind of a year-round thing? Because it feels like we're always talking America's Cup in different portions of the year, and I just want to see if I'm losing my mind or if there is a strict season for it.
Well, there are. Every 4 years, America's Cup takes place, and whoever is the winner basically sets the rules. There's a challenger that comes up next, so if the next America's Cup, New Zealand is the defender, and there would be a challenger of record, and then other teams that come up to create it, and they create new boats for the America's Cup. It's both design and the match race. Now, the recording that we're going to hear is actually about the J-Class, the 2024 J-Class World Championship, which basically is featuring a classic boat that was in the 1930s, the eminent design. And this race actually happened in the middle of the modern America's Cup at Barcelona that I was just attending. And I interviewed the winner of the race, which was Svea, and also the secretary of the J-Class Association. And we're going to hear a little bit about the design of the boats in 1930.
All right. And with that, here is a little bit about the J-Class boats.
This is Karen Lyle of SailSport Talk, and we are in Barcelona, right in the middle of the America's Cup. But today we have a special race that is hosted by the Real Club Nautique de Barcelona, and I am with
Stuart Hoodley. I'm the J-Class Secretary and also the race officer for this week.
The J-Class Association represents the boat owners internationally who have boats and own boats, or who are interested in acquiring boats in this particular class of boats, which is boats that have a similar characteristic. Can you tell us what unifies all of these?
Yes. So in the early 2000s, a group of owners got together looking to represent the interests and protect the history of the class. The J-Class, through the 30s, for 7-10 years, was very much involved in the America's Cup. It was very much leading technology side of things, as it was in those days. A number of owners, late 90s, early 20s, began to put plans together for renovation of one or two existing boats. Shortly after that, a class association was formed to represent the owners and also protect the interests of the class association. and the history of the boats.
So representing the owners, you are working with a lot of different people, not only racers, but also cruisers. Tell us a little bit about the variety. Just pick a few to give us the contrast.
Okay, so we have, there's 9 boats in existence, of which you can imagine there's quite a diverse range of desires from the owners of what they do with the boats. So we've got 3-4 owners that are very, very keen to go racing these beautiful old boats. Boats are set up very differently when they're racing, and it takes a lot of effort, time and money to have the boat fully optimised to go racing. Now, the loads on the boats are huge. On some of the winch loads can be sort of 30 tonnes or more, and the boats themselves vary from 165 to 180 tonnes. So, as you can imagine, there's big loads going through the boats. So we have to do things in a very safe way. And also manoeuvring a boat of that size, we have to make sure that we have the right conditions and set the scene in the right way to conduct races safely.
Excellent. I understand that it's possible for someone to be able to get the plans and be able to build something today. So it's not just preserving the old boats, but also taking something forward.
That's correct. There's 2 other boats, Endeavour and Valsheda, that were original. We have 5 replica boats which have been built to the original whole line drawings. That's very, very important that the boats are built to original drawings. And we also, as a class, we have some class rules that stipulate minimum and maximum dimensions, which creates effectively, we've enveloped the current performance range of all the boats. So new boats coming in, yes, they will be built to original drawings, but they're not going to be able to build a boat with a whole load more sail area that goes a lot quicker than the existing fleet. We have to safeguard the existing fleet to ensure that the existing owners continue to enjoy their racing and new owners come in and, you know, enjoy it as well.
This is Karen Lyle of Sailsport Talk, and I'm here with
Paul Kelly,
and he's with Svea. I was fascinated by the history of this boat's design and that it took 80 years from the time it was designed to the time it was built in 2017. Can you tell us about that original design and why it took so long?
Yeah, so the boat was originally designed by Tor Holm, who was a Swedish yacht designer, most famous for designing 6 metres and 8 metres. He designed a J-class in 1937 for a Swedish challenge for the America's Cup. Along came World War II, so the plans got shelved and were actually lost. And they were found in Tor Holm's daughter's archive, which was in her attic at home, by a Dutch historian called John Lammerts van Buren, who was actually racing with us on Thursday. He found the plans 25 years ago this year. And the boat was then, the hull was built in 2012. The original builder for the hull decided not to continue with it. And then previous owner to the owners we have now built the boat in 2016, and we launched in 2017. So yeah, 80 years between design and realization. So yeah, it's great.
And tell us who the owners are.
So owners are a couple of Swedish tech guys, lovely guys with a strong background in racing. You know, this is the biggest boat they've ever had, you know, they've never sailed with crews this big, but they've just embraced it and they love it. And you know, when you put the results in, you know, they the smile gets bigger, you know, and it's the budget meetings are easier.
And also, you have a tremendous background in sailing and with America's Cup, and I know that you can say this a lot faster than I can. Can you give me your summary of your background?
Started off sailing when I was very young. Didn't do the traditional dinghy route. Did a bit of dinghy stuff, and then went into keelboat sailing when I was about 14, and it sort of spiraled out of control from there. Raced around the world once, took on the build of Svea in 2016. And so I've been this is my 9th year with the project, and hoping to go for another 9 years.
Thank you so much for being on Sailsport Talk.
Absolute pleasure. Thanks very much, Karen.
All right, Dominic Jimenez and Karen Lyle here on Sail Sport Talk and SailSportTalk.com. And Karen, I'm not as well traveled as Rick and you are, but one of my places that I want to go to is Spain. And while I have an affinity for the soccer club Real Madrid, obviously in Madrid, whose rival is Barcelona, I do want to travel to Barcelona. So what was, from now I get to ask you, how was your trip to Barcelona? What were some of the things that you enjoyed doing?
Well, we had a host as accredited media, Turisme Barcelona, and they prepared several trips for media, but at the one that I'm talking about in this upcoming 3-minute sports travel spotlight is actually a perfect day that was planned, going to three locations, and I'm going to tell you about that in the spotlight. But I just really loved the city of Barcelona, and actually I have ancestors who came from Barcelona in the 1850s, and so I have some blood calls there too. So it was really a wonderful experience for me to be in Barcelona, to enjoy the hospitality of the city, to go on the bus that goes all around the city and shows all of the different places that you can go and visit. I really want to go back and spend some time there just visiting and touring the city.
And with that, let's hear Karen's report on her trip to Barcelona.
This is Karen Lyle with a sports travel spotlight. I just returned from Barcelona as accredited media for the 37th Louis Vuitton America's Cup and the first ever Puig Women's America's Cup. One of the great things about being on location for a sports event is the awesome international cities you are traveling to. Turisme de Barcelona was one of our sponsors, and not only did they give accredited media free access to transportation, museums, and events of our choice, but Laura Aparicio organized a perfectly beautiful day in Barcelona. I want to share this day with you because it is a recipe for fun and inspiration that you can share with your family and friends on your next trip to Barcelona. We began the morning with a tour of the Casa Vicens Gaudí. This was a private home and Gaudí's first commission, hidden in the Gràcia district of the city, and added as a UNESCO World Heritage Site in 2005. It was only recently renovated and opened to the public for tours. Here we toured from room to room, seeing a combination of influences from Islam, Japan, Africa, and Europe that made each room perfect for its purpose. Seeing the Japanese influence, I'm inspired to share a form of Japanese poetry called haiku that I wrote about my first experience visiting Casa Vicens. Evidence of life, Gaudí joining world motifs to make private joys. The next was a taxi ride and a tour of the Palau de la Música Catalana, also named a World Heritage Site by UNESCO. It is full of light, flower themes, and an impressive pipe organ. The building is vibrating with creativity and visual expressions of music in its architecture and stained glass windows. From its inauguration in 1908, the Palau de la Música, nestled right in the center of Ciutat Vella district, is home of its choirs, but also has been the center for politics and ideas. The floral patterns, light, and sculptures have been the backdrop for many a world premiere. I find the creativity of others to be a great inspiration for my own creativity, and this is my haiku that was inspired by the experience. Art, music, power, sings forth from walls of beauty, joining social life. We wound up the afternoon in the cellar of the Villa Vinteca, where Turisme de Barcelona booked a private wine and gourmet fish and cheese tasting for the 8 of us. My delight at the flavors, textures, and experience inspired my third haiku in this trilogy. Cheese, fish, and friendship, wonder of life in three wines, bursts pleasure on the tongue. I have included this poetry trilogy as well as itinerary, photos, and a menu on our website at thesailsporttalk.com. I hope you will enjoy this experience as much as I did on your next visit to Barcelona. This is Karen Lyle from sailsporttalk.com. Thanks to BarcelonaTurisme.com for a perfect day in Barcelona.
At attention men. Here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328. Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
You're listening to Dominic Jimenez on Sports Byline USA.
All right, wrapping things down. This hour of titillating sports on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. It's another suspension. We talked about all the injuries in the NFL, but now we've got a report that there is about to be a two-game PED suspension. Who's it going to be? It's a guy who was suspended last year for gambling. Jameson Williams, the Detroit Lions wide receiver. Big, explosive plays. He opens things up for the Lions. Hits those home run plays. They're 5-1. They have had a great 31-29 win in Minnesota this week. Yeah, now Jameson Williams is reportedly going to be hit with a two-game suspension for violation of the NFL's performance-enhancing substances policy. And this isn't his first suspension, as I mentioned last year. He missed the first four games of the season violating the NFL's gambling policy. The 23-year-old 2022 first-round pick says he won't be appealing the discipline, saying he has no choice but to take it on the chin. I'm in good spirits, just ready to get back with my brothers ASAP. And he's having the best season of his career so far. It's a short career thus far, but 361 receiving yards, three touchdowns in six games are already his career highs. That can't be right. 361 yards? He didn't have more than 360 yards yet? Maybe just the four touchdowns are a career high already. All I know is that I'm Dominic Jimenez, and you've been listening to Titillating Sports. More sports talk coming up next.